Welcome to Solo Cleaning School. Are you ready to reshape your mindset and grow your solo cleaning business? Step into today's class with your guide, Ken Carfagno, so you can win for your family.
Welcome back to the Solo Cleaning School podcast. Are you ready to learn how to tune your cleaning system, or at least understand what that even means? Well, before you do, let's identify a funny paper. Here you go. Early on in my cleaning business, I learned quickly how not to tune my cleaning system. Do you know that people will ask you the most interesting things to add on to your cleaning service? Yes, you might be cleaning the kitchen, and someone might come up to you and say, "Oh, hey, you're cleaning the kitchen. Would you mind cleaning out the fish tank when you're done?" I'm sorry, but I don't do that in my cleaning service. Oh, okay. Well, just wanted to ask. Or maybe you are cleaning the bathroom and someone comes up to you and says, "Hey, while you're there cleaning the bathroom, would you mind pulling down the vents, changing the light bulbs, cleaning out the inside of the vent, and maybe even checking the duct work while you're up there?" Yeah, I'm a cleaner. I'm not exactly a handyman or a duct cleaner. I'm sorry. How about this one? You're vacuuming and the dog runs and he drops something on the ground and it's brown. "Hey, since you're already vacuuming and cleaning, would you mind taking care of the doggy doo?" Yes, that's actually not part of the job either. That's hazardous material. I'm sorry, but you're going to need to take care of that as well. You just never know. I mean, you could be walking up to the house. They might have the lawnmower sitting out there. "Hey, would you mind cutting the grass when you're done?" "No, I'm here to clean your house. Could you take the trash cans out to the curb on your way?" I mean, granted, I have done things for clients because I wanted to as a service. They're my friends. I don't teach it. I don't recommend it, but I did it. I mean, I have watched cats and fed cats for customers coming over every day, and he paid me extra for it. That's fine. I have taken care of things for homeowners that weren't at their house for a long duration, and they wanted me to do something like start their car, pull it out into the driveway, let it run outside, pull it back in the driveway. Not take it for a test drive, but just get the motor running a little bit. "No problem, I can do that for you. I don't mind jumping in the Mercedes for a few minutes." Is that wise? Probably not, but I did it. Or taking the trash cans down to the curb. Yes, I did do that a couple times. How about this one? "Hey, while you're upstairs, Ken, would you mind bringing the laundry basket down and folding?" "No, I'm sorry. I don't do that. That's more of a maid service. I don't do that." Or how about washing the dishes? "No, that's a maid service as well. Can you walk the dog? Can you change the rabbit cage?" Oh my goodness, there are so many things that people will come up with. I really have no idea. I mean, here's one that I also did for a client because out of the goodness of my heart, and I don't recommend doing this as well because of liability. Again, I've had 5 kids. I've changed a lot of car seats. I saw a customer that we just love, and their daughter came in with a grandchild, and I could see just from walking in and out of the house, how that particular car seat was buckled. And I knew it wasn't really firm. And I said, "Hey, you know, do you know how to get that car seat in really good? We've taken some lessons." "Oh, really? Would you mind showing us?" That's different. That's nothing to do with cleaning. That's just being a good person. But there are limitations to doing this kind of stuff. If you take on these extra things, there's no way you'll ever learn how to tune your cleaning system because you'll do everything under the sun. And by the way, you might even forget to do the cleaning because you're doing so many other things. Have you ever played an instrument? I've been playing the acoustic guitar for a few years as a hobby. I'm no Santana, Van Halen, or Jimi Hendrix by far, okay? But I can play the basic chords, which I'll have you note, can play a variety of songs. In fact, most of the songs that I want to play, I can play with about five chords. The A minor 7 is a good one. I hate the B. We'll skip that one. The C, the D, the E minor usually, and then the F and the G. So I guess that's what, 7 chords? But you can play so many songs with just those select chords. And then you have a capo where you can move the key up and down, which is a lot of fun. So with a capo and a handful of chords, I can play anything. Now, am I amazing at it? No, I'm good enough to play songs. But one thing I've noticed, and I'm sure you have too if you play any instrument, is as the weather changes, my acoustic guitar falls out of tune. And it's just sitting on a guitar stand in my bedroom, but it will go up and down slightly out of tune because of the weather. And I have a guitar tuner, but sometimes I get too lazy. I'll pick it up on occasions. I'll start to play my favorite song, and it just is a little bit off. I can tell usually it's off when I strum the G chord. It's got a real nice G sound when it's perfectly in tune. When it's not, it's a little flat. This doesn't sound real good. And if that chord is off at all, the whole song is off. And if I take this to the next level, I enjoy singing with the songs. And I am the rhythm guitarist, as a matter of fact, for the Carfagno Family Worship Band. That's right. If you want to see us in action, go find my personal Facebook page back to mid to late March of 2020. If you scroll back that far, you'll see a Facebook Live with our family worship band. My son was lead guitar and I was rhythm guitar. Anyway, so I know pretty much nothing about musical theory, okay? I can't read notes, but I can read letters, okay? But I do know this. My voice is perfect for the key of G. Now, I don't know what that means. I just know that my voice is perfect in the key of G. How do I know? My son and other musical scholars tell me this. So I believe them. They know much more than I do. But when my guitar is out of tune, because maybe I was lazy and it was a little bit colder and I could just tell, what I notice is that I have more trouble matching my voice key to the music because the guitar itself is out of tune. And so I have trouble singing the song. My voice can't really hit the right key. And because of that, the song is off and I don't enjoy singing the song. Has anyone ever experienced this as well with an instrument? It doesn't take much for the instrument to be out of tune, but it messes up the whole stinking song, right? So now let me relate this to your solo cleaning business right now. I shared an important mindset episode way back called Excellence versus Perfection. This was a really popular episode, and it's definitely going to be a best of in the near future. And in this episode, I helped many cleaners break their perfectionist habits. Perfectionism, listen good, perfectionists out there, perfectionism is doing the best job you can to make you happy. Excellence is doing the best job to make your client happy. It's a world of difference. I encourage you to go back and listen to that episode, Excellence versus Perfection. You'll see what I mean. At first, you may think that this is the same thing, you know, doing the best to make you happy versus making the client happy. You think, well, if you're happy, the client's going to be happy. And if the client's happy, you're happy. It's not always the case. Perfectionism is a disorder and it falls under the obsessive compulsive disorder category. I would know. Check out my episode, My Lifelong Struggle with Tourette Syndrome, which was just released. It was a tough one to let out there, but it was an important one for me personally to be vulnerable like that and to share a lifelong struggle because I know someone else out there is struggling too. So believe me when I say I understand perfectionism. I understand OCD. I don't just say flippantly, oh yeah, I clean like I have OCD. That actually bothers me, and I don't say anything to people. I mean, people don't understand. If they don't have OCD, they don't get the affliction of which it really is. It's really difficult. I've seen many members of my family suffer bad from that, and I know. So believe me when I say I understand you if you're a perfectionist, okay? I do. But I also understand that perfectionism is a disorder. And so if you're cleaning as a perfectionist, you're trying to satisfy the itch that you have to make the house look perfect. And as you look around, everything itches. and you got to keep getting out the toothbrush and all the different high detailed things to make it amazing. And you know what? If you do this, you may accomplish the goal, or maybe not, more likely, to make yourself happy, but you might spend a stinking 7 or 8 hours cleaning a 3-hour house. This may make you happy, but doesn't make the client happy. Why? Because they don't want you in their house for that long. They want you out. They want you to clean the house and get out. They love you, but they don't want you there living there, okay? Now, if they pay by the hour and your perfectionist ways are keeping you there for 6, 7, 8 hours, they're going to be pretty mad because they feel like they're paying you a lot more money than the house cleaning is worth. Or on the other side of the coin, I promote and teach charging by the job. So if they're paying you by the job and you take 5, 6, 7 hours to do a 3-hour job, they may feel like, oh, I'm getting a great deal, or they may feel guilty because you're still there doing what they know is only a 3-hour job. And so being a perfectionist is not always making the customer happy. Maybe it does sometimes, but from my experience, most of the time, it does not. The pursuit of perfection is never achieved. It's selfish in nature to scratch the itch. But excellence is a completely different story. You have the client in their proper place. Your goal is to provide the best service tailored to their specific needs. Do you remember the guitar story? You should. I just thinking told it a few minutes ago. It's difficult to sing and play a song when the guitar is out of tune. Once you figure out what key to play and the guitar is tuned, your song sounds great. Likewise, once you figure out the song that each client likes, you can tune your cleaning service to that particular client. The outcome of this tuning is called excellence. You're constantly tuning the song to make them happy. They are happy with you because you get them. You listen to their preferences when they make requests. You do them. You continue doing them visit to visit. They trust you more. They feel heard. Trust is good. This is exactly how I optimize my solo business. I have to figure out which type of music each client likes and then tune my instrument to play it better and better every time. Over 15 years, I have created a cleaning system that plays great for most clients. However, I am always ready to fine-tune, which is the next level, my cleaning system to play a slightly different key for a slightly different type of client. This process is constant as I strive to get faster while playing an awesome song. Does that make sense to you, Solo Cleaning School? Tune your cleaning system to each particular client. This will build trust like crazy, allow you to go faster, eventually allow you to raise prices, and all of these factors will increase your hourly rate, making you more valuable as a cleaner, and also giving you more time at home with your family and earning the same money. That's called optimizing as a solo cleaner. And this is exactly what is taught in the Solo Cleaning School Elite Membership. So with that, I'm going to ask you a question. You've heard me share my story of growing my business in 2020. I went from initializer to stabilizer this year. But now I'm ready as I enter 2021 to optimize my second solo cleaning business. And I will use this strategy of tuning my cleaning system. So my question is, will you join me? Will you optimize your business too? I hope you decide to. And with that, have an incredible day. And hey, if you got an acoustic guitar, go pick it up and play a song for Ken.
Thank you for listening to Solo Cleaning School. Class is dismissed.